Democrats have taken full control of the government in Illinois today as J.B. Pritzker was sworn in as the state's 43rd governor. His party holds veto-proof majorities now in both the House and the Senate. In fact, Illinois Democrats haven't had majorities like this in the General Assembly since the 1960s. Pritzker, who comes from the family that owns the Hyatt Hotel chain, beat incumbent Republican Governor Bruce Rauner in a battle of billionaires in November. Rauner's tenure was marked by a stalemate with the legislature that left Illinois without a budget for more than 2 years. Joining us now is Sean Crawford, news director at WUIS in Springfield, the state capital. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Jeremy.
So Pritzker made some bold promises during the campaign, including raising the minimum wage, legalizing recreational marijuana and sports betting. Is he going to be able to get those things done now that his party controls everything?
Well, it is a progressive agenda that he's laid out. And to be honest, it's a pretty progressive General Assembly right now. A lot of Democrats, as you mentioned, have been and a lot of new Democrats have been elected. So the theory is, yes, at least on some of these things, especially things that don't cost a lot of money to the state treasury, he could probably get some of these things through. Marijuana seems to be one of those real possibilities here in this session.
Is he going to need Republicans at all to get his agenda through?
He might need them on certain things, but it's such a huge Democratic majority. And again, some of these things, I think, are in lockstep with what the caucuses, the Democratic caucuses in the Illinois House and Senate want, that I don't know that he'll need them. He may want them. He may want to try to foster more bipartisanship for certain areas, but he can get through even if he can get a lot of these things through, even if a lot of Democrats decide they don't want to go along.
Illinois faces some major challenges. The state has more than $7 billion in unpaid bills. Pritzker is going to be trying to negotiate a new contract with the state's largest employee union, which was at an impasse with Governor Rauner. Talk about the challenges that Governor Pritzker faces.
Well, that's one right there, I think, in the sense that, you know, the state of Illinois has a huge backlog of bills, a lot of that brought on by a previous mismanagement of government through the years, and also because of that state budget impasse. When Bruce Rauner took over, he did not go ahead and put in place a higher income tax rate that had been there. It expired. He did not go along with that. And it took 2 years before lawmakers were able to put it back in. During that period of time, the state continued to spend at a higher rate, like the tax was in place. And so the backlog of bills is up. There is a deficit in the current budget that he will inherit, that Pritzker will inherit here. And then we have one of the most unfunded pension liabilities in the U.S. So anything he does here, whether it comes to working with the state's unions, whether it comes to spending money on certain projects that he wants to get in place and policies, he's going to have to watch the bottom line.
And the state is dealing with population loss as well. That's been an issue for many years.
We are one of the most largest amounts of out-migration in the country, and that has not gotten better. That has been going on, like you said, for a number of years. So you have to be careful if you're going to increase taxes and do some of these things that could make it more difficult for people to stay in Illinois when you're already losing population.
Although I guess in this case, he's a billionaire, so he's going to maybe be able to say, it's not going to drive the rich people away if I raise taxes on them. Trust me, I'm one of them. But we'll see what happens there. And Sean, I guess we're also going to have to see if he's able to end up not leaving office and heading to prison like so many of his predecessors.
That's correct. Let's hope not.
Let's hope not. Sean Crawford, news director at WUIS in Springfield, Illinois. Thank you.
Thank you.